I've said many times, it's our major. So, hence why we've got a world-class field. Yeah, a lot of the guys have come over that play in America have come over and supported the European Tour. So, it's our biggest prize fund. It's just a whole event. The way BMW go about presenting it, it's bigger, it's better, and in every way. So everyone looks forward to it.
How sort of enjoyable is it, the challenge to take on that field, as you mentioned, that really is the cream of European golf?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, that's what we practice for. So, you want to put yourself against the Justin Roses and the Rory McIlroys, and see how you get on. So, it's all the more satisfying when you do beat those guys. But, there's 156 guys in the field that are all, very capable golfers. So, it's not just about them. As previous years have shown, sometimes the underdog does go on and win. Yeah, everyone starts off at level par tomorrow morning, and so you just got to go and do the best you can.
And it's obviously an event you've done reasonably well in the past. Obviously, top 20 last year and fifth, I think it was. Was it back in 2006?
Yeah. I've had some success around here. I seem to play better when the courses are a little bit tougher. So you got to think your way around a little bit more. Which tends to suit me. So the game's in half decent shape. So hopefully can show well here this week.
Yeah, you mentioned your game in good shape. A few reasonably consistent results and a decent one over the weekend in Spain, although I know you probably wish it would have been higher than the tied 12th.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, whenever you go into the last round, it's sort of 3 or 4 off the lead, you want to have a chance to get in there. I'm really getting the thick of it with a few holes to play. Yeah, that wasn't the case. It was playing tough all week as the scores showed. So, you don't have to do an awful lot wrong to shoot, 2-3 over par, which, tends to take you out of the running. I wasn't playing overly poorly. It's just, an odd mistake here and there. It was very difficult to make birdies and quite easy to make bogeys. So, yes, it's disappointing, but you just try and look at the bigger picture and just try and move forward.
And just finally, how do you expect the course to play this week? Obviously, it's been unseasonably warm here really the last week or so.
Yeah, played yesterday, and it's the fairways have got some run in them, so the greens are quite firm, they're sort of quite quick down the hill, but sort of quite slow up the hill, as regards putting. You've just got to play well. You've got to have every part of your game, here this week. I also say you can't fake it around these courses. You can't just sort of chop it around and shoot a score over 72 holes. At some point, it's going to find you out. So, you just got to play really good golf, all 4 days. Yeah, and if you can do that, then, hopefully you're going to be in with a good shout come Sunday afternoon.